Well, ladies and gentlemen, in a world of relativism, whether it's moral relativism or theological relativism, we are constantly urged to cease being so rigid and inflexible. Yet theologically, allowing oneself to be flexible can not only set a course for theological disaster, it can also lead to eternal damnation. Some of the greatest debates in history have centered on the area of theology or doctrine. As well, some of the most tragic situations that have ever occurred was where there was theological compromise when there should not have been. So in this segment, we're going to discuss compromise. Is it a good thing, a bad thing, and does it really matter theologically or doctrinally? Gary, I want to go to you first. We here at the American Pastors Network are a conservative evangelical group in our theological position. That is, we hold to what some would call a fundamental position relative to certain non-negotiable doctrinal positions. Now, what I'd like for you to do, Gary, is quickly as you can and as succinctly as you can, and you're excellent at doing this, what are those doctrinal areas where no Christian, no pastor should ever compromise?
You know, Dave, you are great in asking tremendous questions today, and I'm amazed how much we are putting into this one-hour program. There's a lot of truth being portrayed here. And, you know, you've been using the word doctrine here. I think one of the problems that we find today taking place in the church is the fact that we've put doctrine on the side. When you read through the scriptures, particularly the pastoral epistles, it teaches us over and over again the importance of sound doctrine. And is it not true that it's the Holy Spirit who teaches us sound doctrine? So when it comes down to it, every one of us who are born again have the indwelling Holy Spirit who teaches us all things, and we need to learn to listen to Him teach us through His Word. But what are the non-negotiables, as it were, as it relates to doctrine, sound doctrine, and biblical truth? Well, I go back to the five basic ones that has been spoken of down through the years, way back, going back as far back as the fundamentalist liberal controversy back at the beginning of the last century. These are the five things that are non-negotiable: the inspiration and infallibility of the Scripture, the deity of Jesus Christ, which implies His humanity and virgin birth, the sufficiency of Christ's death to pay the penalty owed by fallen mankind. Number four, the literal resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And then number five, the literal return of Jesus Christ at His second coming. Those are the five foundational truths that strong biblical fundamentalism was built upon. And those are five truths I think are non-negotiable. We must not ever compromise on those. There would be some others that would spring out from those, but those are ones we must never compromise on.
Gary, I had no idea exactly what you were going to say when I asked that question, but my thought was, having known you for almost 30 years, I had an idea you were going to go to those five non-negotiable doctrinal positions that have to do with the person and work of Jesus Christ. I am so thrilled you went there. Sam, in crafting the mission statement of the American Pastors Network, you chose this. In fact, this is right from the American Pastors Network website. It is repeated on our Facebook page, and it's a number of other places as well. It says this: APN, the American Pastors Network, is made up of faithful pastors and citizen leaders who are committed to the truth, who believe in the authority of Scripture, and who boldly preach the whole counsel of God with a disciplined application of a biblical worldview. So in other words, three things basically, Sam, you communicated there: commitment to the truth, belief in the absolute authority of the Scripture, and then number three, a willingness to boldly preach the whole counsel of God. Why, Sam, did you choose those basic three components to be the mission statement of APN?
Well, Dave, in simple terms, we wanted to be where God is. Our interest is not asking God to agree with where we want to go. The American Pastors Network goal is to say to the Lord, you are the standard. Your way is the truth. We will follow your way. And therefore, this is all about identifying that truth. God is truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So this is all about God. And this is all about what he says in his word, because his word is also truth. So therefore, we agree with God, first of all, and then we hold to the scripture, the authority of scripture, that all of God's word is God's word. You know, Dave, less than 30% of the pastors in the pulpit of America believe what I am saying. They believe and say that the Bible contains God's word, but they do not believe that it is all true. And that is the distinctive of the American Pastors Network. This is all God's word, all of it, and we must bring ourselves in subjection to it. And then lastly, the willingness to preach it or to live it. So anyone listening to the broadcast today, if they say, I am a true believer in Jesus Christ, but I never tell anybody about it, or I'm a true believer in Jesus Christ, but I can't really tell you what I'm doing today consciously that is in agreement with the scripture, this is what we're talking about. We have to believe what God says, believe in the word of God, and go there for our references, and then we have to have the courage to live it and to preach it.
Excellent, Sam. Gary, I want you to close us in prayer, but before I do, I want to ask you just very quickly, if you could, state what is the tragic outcome. It's seen in the past. It'll be seen in the future. What is the tragic outcome of theological compromise? And then pray for us, if you would.
Well, certainly it's going to be going away from what God wants us to be doing. It'll lead us to secularism. It'll lead us to sin. It'll lead us to sorrow. And God will not be glorified. And so, Father, I ask and pray that you will give us all the strength to stand for truth, never compromise the truth, believe in absolute truth, make it the conviction of our lives, so that we might live for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.